النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. He was the direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. He was the 10th divinely appointed Imam. He was the 10th divinely appointed successor and trustee of the seal of prophethood, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He was the esteemed son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. He was also the auspicious grandson of the 8th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was a beacon of light in an age full of darkness. And during his imama, not only was Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam afflicted with the oppression and the treachery of the Abbasid kings of his time, in fact, all Muslims were afflicted by these tyrannical rulers. The Abbasid caliphs played with the principles of religion to the point that not even a shadow of Islam remained during their reigns. And so we find that in this kind of a situation, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam stood up against the Abbasid caliphs and revealed the truth for one and for all.
Parts of Ziyara text of Jam'atul Kabira, issued by Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immat al-huda wa masabih al-tuja wa a'lam al-tuqa wa dawilluha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thought, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call, and the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal ma'rifah.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's Prophet, and the progeny of Allah's Messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala al-a'immat al-du'at.
Peace be upon the imams, the leaders, the guides, the chiefs, the authorities, the defenders, the protectors, the people of the reminder, the men in authority, the left ones by Allah, his select, his party, the case of his knowledge, his argument, his path, his light, his proof. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, he lived in an era where corruption and moral and ethical decadence were quite prevalent. And so in this kind of a morally decadent society, of course, in some part, which was primarily due to the decadent and corrupt lifestyles of the Abbasid caliphs, who then promoted this kind of lifestyle among the elite and the wealthy and the upper class. Most probably we'll find that the middle class and the lower class, they were more in tune to religion and to be more pious. But still, when poison starts to spread within a society, it is very difficult to protect oneself from that poison. And so the people became very much oriented towards worldliness and towards materialism and money and wealth and property and these kind of things. So here we find one of the companions, he had asked Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, you know, what is the use of the afterlife? What benefit does it give us? And so Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, again, this is interesting, instead of replying in his own words, he replies in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And what's interesting about this is that His Eminence Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam is promoting and encouraging people to turn towards Imam Ali alayhi salam. And while he is talking about this ma'arif and knowledge of Islam, he is also strengthening and putting forth the true status of Imam Ali alayhi salam. But he says that Imam Ali alayhi salam says, one who busies themselves with thinking about the afterlife will be rich even though they don't have money. They will feel at ease even though they don't have a family. And they will feel mighty even though they have no companions. And here what is really beautiful is this is an aspect about thinking about the afterlife or keeping the afterlife in mind that we rarely really think about this benefit. You know, usually we have other kind of benefits that we think about and we talk about. But here Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, these are some of the benefits of thinking of the afterlife, right? Not all of the benefits. We find that, for example, if His Eminence were to talk about all the benefits, then, you know, you'd have pages and pages and pages. And what's beautiful about the Imams is they have very short, concise statements that are very, very powerful. And so here he says, one, that you will become rich, even though you don't have money. Why will you be rich? Because you know that the afterlife is the true life, and that is where you will reap what you sow, and that is where you get all of your true rewards. Finally, you will feel at ease even though you don't have a family. Why? Well, this place is temporary. You will die and you will go on, and then inshallah, we will be in paradise with our true family members. And finally, you will feel mighty without any companions. Again, because you know that there is an afterlife, there is a hereafter, there is a heaven, there is a hell, and this world is temporary and it will finish. And thus, these are the benefits of thinking about the afterlife. We too should be thinking about it as well. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/EN Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.